Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Show Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Rebecca Spitzko, Program Manager for the Grants.gov initiative, which is managed by the Department of Health and Human Services. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation also from IBM is Lori Dornack. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Well, Becky, let's start by finding out more about Grants.gov. Could you tell us about the program and, you know, when and why was it created?
Grants.gov was created to provide a single website for all federal grant opportunities. It was called for from the President's Management Agenda and also as part of the Public Law 106-107, which is to streamline and simplify the way the federal government does the grants. It simplifies the grants management process by providing a central online system to find and apply for grants across the federal government. There are over 900 grant programs from 26 federal agencies that award over $360+ billion a year. Also, one of the 24 federal cross-government initiatives for the e-government initiatives that focus on providing government-wide service through the government. It is one of only two of the e-government initiatives that in a recent GAO audit that was found to have met all the goals that were established for the initiative back in February of 2002. The site itself was launched in October of 2003. We're now in full production. We've had millions of visitors and thousands of users, and all the federal agencies are participating and posting opportunities.
You mentioned goals. Could you tell us about the goals of the program and even the vision?
The vision for the program is to provide that single site, to provide a customer face to the government and to do business in the same way, no matter who you're doing business with across the 26 federal agencies. So the goals were to first provide a find site, some find opportunities. Prior to Grants.gov, every agency posted opportunities, either maybe through the Federal Register or on their own individual websites, and there was no central place to easily find and search for grants. So first we brought together the find piece, and that was launched as a pilot in July of 2002. We started ramping up in February of 2003 and went into full production in November of 2003. The apply piece is the other part of Grants.gov, and this allows people to apply electronically for grants. And that was launched in October of 2003, so one of the goals was to stand that site up and provide a single way to apply for federal grants. The other part of that was also to provide a common look and feel for how to apply for federal grants. So we came up with a core data set that some portion of that is used for every program that is announced and published on Grants.gov, so it gives users that consistency. Every time they apply for a grant, they see the same thing. They download those forms. They can use them. The required fields are marked in the same way. The logic works the same way. So they don't have to relearn the process every single time they go to apply for another program at a different agency.
You mentioned earlier the many different agencies involved, the wide range of grants that are given. Could you talk about Grants.gov and its relationship to other federal departments and agencies?
Well, there's 26 federal grant-making agencies across the government. Of those, 11 are what we call partner agencies for this e-government initiative. The partner agencies have supported the project for the first 2 years by contributing funds as well as detailees to the project. Those partner agencies are HHS, who's the managing partner. We have Defense and Education and HUD, Justice, Transportation, Agriculture, Commerce, Labor. FEMA was one of the original ones. Now that's been changed to Homeland Security and NSF. And we've also just recently expanded as we move to more of a fee-for-service. So we have two additional rotating seats that have been added to our governance structure, and those will rotate every 6 months. We also work with OMB very closely. They were the co-sponsor of all the eGov initiatives, overseeing them and giving them guidance. You know, their other partners are obviously the grant communities, which include associations, colleges and universities, anyone we can leverage and help to reach out to tell them about the new initiative and how it can help them find and apply for grants.
Becky, you've mentioned that the Department of Health and Human Services is the lead on the program. Why was it selected as the lead?
HHS is the largest grant-making agency across the federal government. It represents almost 60% of the grant dollars that are awarded annually. The other 10 partner agencies are then kind of the 10 next largest agencies, so that is part of how they became the partners for this important initiative.
And the partners contribute to the budget for the program?
Yes. For the first phase, which covered a two-year period, the partners contributed money as well as detailees, FTEs, which they continued to pay for. There was an algorithm that was structured and set up to distinguish agencies as small, medium, and large based on the number of awards that they made in the previous year. And then the dollars were allocated based on the estimates of what it would take to make the program successful and be able to meet all its goals in the first 2 years.
As the program manager for a cross-agency program or initiative, there are quite a number of roles and responsibilities you must have. Can you explain a little bit about your current roles and responsibilities as a Grants.gov program manager?
As a program manager, I obviously oversee the efforts of the initiatives. We have, numerous goals that we've had for the initiative since it began. Also have to work with the agencies and bringing them on board, defining ramp-up strategies on, how are we going to get the usage up. The agencies are all participating, but obviously it's taken them a while to figure out how does this fit within their process and how can they move to doing business in a more streamlined and consolidated in that single face to the government. So we also have a governance board, and I chair that executive board, and that meets monthly. And through that board, we take any funding issues, any policy issues that we are considering. We give them financial updates of how we're spending the money because it was their money. Talk about how we're doing with meeting the milestones, any issues that might have come up that, we previously hadn't anticipated. We have stakeholders meeting monthly. So I will usually chair those stakeholders meetings with the federal, and that's usually for our federal agencies, to give them information and continue to let them know the goals that we are meeting and what's going on in the project office and how close and where we're moving with things so that they can prepare and have, their processes in place and figure out how to pull those together. And then identify, what are some of the missing links? What do we see? There's some voids. Where are we getting a lot of questions? I go out in the field and we'll talk to the grant community. So we get a lot of feedback on how's the project doing, where's the value of the project, what works, what doesn't work, what they still want to see that we're not delivering yet. So there's a lot of interaction on both sides, both within the federal government as well as with the grants community.
That's a lot of ground to cover. Who do you report to?
As the program manager, and since HHS is the managing partner, officially I report to and I work for the Health and Human Services. But I also report to very much the governance structure, which is the executive board, have a lot of interaction with OMB. We report weekly to them. So I have lots of bosses, and that keeps me busy making sure that we're going down the right track.
Could you tell us a little bit about your career before coming into this position?
Well, my career started a while back at the Department of Education, and I started there, and I began working in the grants arena in the early 80s. I actually started working in what we called our Application Control Center, where we received grants. So you get a lot of firsthand knowledge of applications and the type of information that comes in, and you get to see those. From there, I moved and started working more with the grants system that supported the grant process and provided service not only to our program offices, but also our grant staff. From there, I managed the division that was responsible for the grants and contracts management system that was there. It was also responsible for what we called a scheduling function. And this tracked and was a workload management tool to see and try to manage that workload so it didn't clump up at the end of the fiscal year. And what was really valuable from that was it tracked grants all the way through the life cycle from the beginning to the end. So I got a very unique perspective of all the steps it took to actually do legislation and regulations through the actual award of the grant and to get it out the door. From there, I went over and I worked on our redesign of our grant system. That was done in the mid-90s, and it was actually a core redesign of all of our financial systems and grant and contract system within the department. And that was rolled out in 98, and that was a great experience. Obviously, it's a department-wide system for grants and payment, pulling together all the users within the department, figuring out how to satisfy those needs and how to balance what we could provide and couldn't provide at the same time. That system rolled out in about mid-98, and a couple years later, we started building an e-grants component to that, which was part of the original vision of the system. And that was in sometime in the 2000 or so. So we learned a lot. Then at that point was as we were doing our electronic grant system, I had the opportunity to go out in the field, work with a lot of the users, hear what their requirements were from the grant community, and really getting to interact a lot, which was the first opportunity I had had that type of experience, because I was always more providing services within the department as opposed to externally to the grant community. And so then Grants.gov came along, and I had the opportunity to, they were looking for detailees, and this was in early 2002, and I saw that as an opportunity to really do the right thing. There had been a lot of discussion about a consolidated government-wide system, a lot of effort, and I had attended many of those meetings. So with the eGov initiatives, it really presented the opportunity to have some dedicated staff with money and a charge, you know, of having the president's management agenda call for a citizen-focused government. What I felt like was, this is the opportunity. This may be the only shot we get, and to go over and try to be part of that. So I joined that team in June of 2002 and served as the deputy role. And then in April of this year, the program manager, Charlie Havacost, who had been with the initiative when it was launched, was asked by the secretary of HHS to be the CIO for HHS. So he moved into that role, and I became the program manager. And so that's kind of how I've gotten where I am.
That's fascinating. Well, it's fair to say you spend a lot of time with grants.
Yes.
How does one apply for a grant using grants.gov? We'll ask Rebecca Spitzko, the PM for the program, to take us through this when the Business of Government Hour continues.